Ghana's participation in this year's World Cup was marred with many accusations and challenges, prompting the removal of the sports minister and his deputy. Though this is the third time Ghana was participating in the World Cup, the performance of the team was abysmal. There have been so many angles to what happened in the camp of the Black Stars. Benjamin Willie Graham of our sports department brings you the inside story.
I know there were... The questioning I'm asking, I'm saying that he said he went to question the coach, why don't you like me? And the coach used certain words in him. What happened afterwards, the verbal accusation and whatever, I'm told it happened.
Okay.
Now, the other point I want to raise here has to do with Kwasi. Yes, I know that certain players didn't want Kwasi to be in the post. And for Kwasi himself, he didn't know about it, why he was dropped. Somebody, the manager called a colleague and asked that, Charlie, what's happening to my boy? And said, Charlie, this is what the players are saying, that he can't command things in the post, he's too timid and stuff like that.
Kwasi.
That's the reason some players feel he shouldn't be in the post. But my question is that, is it a judgment of the players to decide to the coach who should be in the post or who should not be?
But again, I mean, if the players are very comfortable with certain people they play with, that also can help.
And that brings, and that has brought division.
Anyway.
Because you, as a coach, you decide, not the players. I decide that he should be in the post. Players, whatever happened, what was the difference between Fatal Dauda in the first place? When he came on?
He was able to command the defense.
And then what happened?
Well,
how many goals didn't he concede? How many goals did Kwasi concede? Isn't it the same thing? 2-2-2-2, we all came back. So what's the difference? I mean, we all understand that if language barrier, there's nothing like language barrier in the Black Stars camp. Kwasi, from day one, when he lost form in the nation's government camp, he's never been the same Kwasi. When he watches the media in camp, you realize that this guy has a problem. It's like he's been isolated. His best friend is Kevin. So,
just because he can't speak the local language.
And I'm saying that at the end of the day, if the players say they don't want Kwasi, isn't it up to the coach to take a firm decision that I chose him? You don't dictate to me who should be in the post and who should not be. If you listen to my earlier report, Ghana against Germany, I said that Kwasi was going to be in the post.
Yeah.
Because that was the report. And that's what Kevin confirmed.
That's 45 minutes
into the game. They said they changed him. Because I knew that Kwasi was still going to be the goalkeeper. Until they got onto the pitch and I saw that, what's happening? I couldn't get the necessary answer until I realized that the players had said this.
Could that be the reason for Kevin's performance in that match?
Because, listen, some of these things are just disgusting. You go into a game, you are the coach, you the tanker team, you have access to all the players, and you know who is good and who is bad. Must it be Ghanaian to tell you that Kojo Asamoah should not play at the left back? The only creative player we have in the team, in my opinion, at that point. Anytime he makes a move, there's a goal.
That's why the best player in the team.
Watch all the goals that came. Who gives the passes? Kojo, yes, he's playing at the left back. We all knew Opayo was a flop. I mean, must it be Ghanaian
to tell
the coach, that bring Harris Nafo, or Harris Nafo is better than Opari? I don't. Why should we sit here and dictate to the coach who he should start with? But yet it happens. So you bring out a team sheet to please who? Me or who?
What about Muntari?
These are, why you have management members at the camp with their girlfriends and stuff like that. Why would the players not complain?